The first vaccine shipment will include 1,000 doses. Chief of Staff for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation, Dr. Ellen Hodges, lays out where those doses will go.
First will be our nursing home residents in our elders' home, the employees who work there and care for those people, and then healthcare providers and first responders.
The vaccine has to be kept at the ultra-cold temperature of negative 94 degrees Fahrenheit. And the right kind of freezer just happened to be in Bethel, down the highway at the UAF-Kuskokwim campus. The campus leaders reached out to the health corporation and lent the ultra-cold freezer. Because the vaccine has to be stored at such a low temperature, YKHC can't just ship it out to villages. Instead,
we're going to have to go to them with the vaccine, a vaccinator, and a pilot.
All on small charter planes.
And fly from village to village and vaccinate those individuals on the runway, basically, and then move on to the next village.
The village clinic workers will line up on the runway, bare their arms in the winter wind, and get inoculated. The vaccine requires two doses. The first shipment will cover the first dose. A second shipment should arrive 2 weeks later. This second dose of the Pfizer vaccine needs to be delivered as close as possible to 21 days afterwards in order to be effective. Each person will receive a card with the date they're scheduled to get their second dose. But this is rural Alaska in winter, when storms often ground planes for days. Dr. Hodges is hoping for good weather. Regardless, she says the health corporation has decades of experience getting temperature-sensitive medical supplies to villages across the region.
We're going to use those same, you know, lessons learned for all of those to try to get this done as quickly and efficiently as possible.
The number of people testing positive for the virus in the region over the past 2 weeks has fallen slightly, but the YK Delta still has the highest case rate in the state and one of the highest in the country. In the city of Bethel alone, the case rate exceeds any state's overall case rate. And in at least four communities, over a quarter of residents have tested positive for the virus. That's all to say that the coronavirus has had an outsized and terrible impact on the region. Dr. Hodges has been at the forefront of the coronavirus response, and the feeling she had when she learned that the vaccine would be coming was profound.
It's hard to describe the relief I felt when I heard that we would actually receive an allocation.
As more doses become available over the next year, Dr. Hodges' goal is to get every person in the region vaccinated, even people who have already tested positive for the virus. Research shows that immunity from a vaccine lasts longer than natural immunity from the virus. In the meantime, she says, this is no time for people to drop their guard.
It is still going to be a long winter, and this is still just one tool in the many tools that we need to combat this deadly and very contagious disease. We still have to wear masks. We still have to wash our hands. We still have to keep our social circles small. But I see a little bit of light on the horizon.
The whole vaccination plan has a special name, Project Togo, named after the Maine lead sled dog during the 1925 serum run when dog teams mushed the life-saving antitoxin across Alaska to quell the diphtheria outbreak in Nome and end the town's quarantine. Hopefully, Togo can deliver again. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.